Good morning. It's warm here. My family and I, my wife Brandy and our four kids were here for 8.5 years before we left. So lots and lots of familiar faces today, which is a joy to see, and lots of unfamiliar faces, which is also a joy to see. I hope that we do get to meet some of you. We wanted to give you a brief update kind of on where we're at. As we were going through seminary, we decided that wherever God sent us, we were open to go. When we said that, we were thinking Southern California, United States, wherever you want to send us is fine. God said, look a little further north. And so things worked out. We went to Medicine Hat, Canada. So if you're going to be open for anything, be open for anything. And up there, things are going very well. We went to a troubled little church, bad split with the last pastor, but a faithful group that were left. And we've seen that faithful little group of 25, 28 grow to a consistent about 70, 80 people on a Sunday. We've got a consistent Sunday school curriculum. We've got vacation Bible school. The week we get back, where we're looking to reach out to the community and impact little lives with the gospel. We've got a baptism service coming up at the end of August in a church that hasn't had a baptism in 10 years, a decade without baptisms. And I say all of that not only for the update for how we're doing and things are going, but to let you know that it has nothing to do with us. Because as people come into the church, what they're saying is that it is so good and so refreshing to hear a church where the Bible is central, where God is taught. And that really reflects back to you. And so that's my primary drive to get up here, is to encourage you. Sometimes you need to know if this whole church thing even works, or what it does, it works. And like Bob said, this church has missionaries and people out all over the world, from India, now to Canada, at least, and everywhere in between, of times when it has worked, when those three E's have processed people from enfolding to equipping and training and then entrusting them for ministry. And that process is going on, and it's a beautiful thing. I have people in my church now that quote the three E's to me. So we look to replicate the good things that we were taught here. And that is such a testimony to you, because what I was saying in last service was I went to seminary and I got good theology. And I came to Church of the Canyons and I learned how to be a pastor. And I learned how to be a dad. And I learned how to function well within a body that loved and supported me, that poured everything into my kids and my family and our lives, so that when the time came for us to go out, we would be equipped. We're not equal to the task. We never will be. But we're equipped for the task in large part because of who you are and what you've been to our lives. So thank you so much. We are so grateful for you. We pray for you. Please continue to pray for us. We love you. You've been such an encouragement. Thank you.